We're looking and we're longing, aren't we, for that great final day, that great final day. So we're almost there. We're looking forward now. And we'll have the last slide up, please. What are we looking forward to? Well, look, in the near term, we're looking forward to Christmas and to that Easter message of salvation that it reminds us of. Jesus come breaking into the world to be that salvation story. But are we looking forward to checking that the tools and the personalities in our lives are in their proper place? Are we looking forward to ensuring that our priorities with our time and our talents and our money are honoring to the Lord? Are we looking forward to seeking righteousness and humility in our own lives and the life of our church? And are we looking forward to celebrating life in all its fullness in Jesus on both sides of that final day, now and beyond it, life in all its fullness? Looking forward. Friends, here we are at the beginning of Advent, Christmas to come. Look back, look around, look forward to how your life can be filled with meaning and purpose and joy and fullness once again. We're going to close our service by picking up on some words again from the end of Zephaniah. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. It invites us to proclaim his power, to proclaim our need for him, to state our commitment to him, because it says, I surrender myself. And it invites him to fill us with his spirit, that we might be sent out singing the glory of Jesus to the world. As you stand to sing, ask yourselves the question, are you willing? Are you willing for that? I pray that you are. And we'll begin where we, or we'll end where we began, as we think of Jesus and his great power of salvation come.